Proclamation number 0935 of 29th of May, 1939. Angel passing through the world. Natural phenomena. Distress, worry. Poem. And there goes an angel through the land, and his endeavor is to bring light to the people and to hold them back from the abyss towards which they're heading. And so it happens on behalf of the Lord that the world experiences great things and is visibly kept agitated. The sun covers itself and only rarely lets its rays penetrate to earth, or it scorches in great fervor where it is divine will. And the earth is afflicted in every way. The powers of heaven and earth unite to let men become attentive through every event. And people's minds are to be burdened so that they long for release from this pressure and contribute to it themselves by trying to make life easier for each other where it seems unbearable. And this angel who walks through the world makes himself known in the roaring of the storm, in the whispering of the wind, in scorching heat, in pouring rain, in lightning and thunder and in every natural phenomenon, in every disaster. For all this is God's will and therefore only imposed on people by His permission. And wherever the human intellect would like to try to explain and justify the correlations of all this in a meaningful way, the law of nature is still not sufficiently explained that it excludes the rule and activity of the eternal deity. It is the human intellect that erects a barrier and blocks the way to the knowledge of God. Think less and believe more and you will nevertheless increase in knowledge and soon have a rich treasure, and then the endeavor of the commissioned angel will have succeeded in bringing you enlightenment if you pay attention to everything that happens in nature around you and lift your gaze upwards. Need and worry. Take note of the fact that in the world, sorrow is making its entrance. That suffering is constantly pressing you, until you look up to heaven. For in the coming time on earth, only immune to suffering is he, who always trusts only in him. Whoever looks up to him in faith, escapes the torment and misery, for he, as Lord over life and death, he will help you at all times. He will keep all suffering away from the one who begs him for protection. He will hear the prayer when the child on earth finds the way to his father in trouble and is ready to serve him. This child remains his for eternity. Amen.